We have to do more than just believe.
Well,
are you saying you believe in Christ, his shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection, that if we, what do we have to do to get the covering of Christ's blood?
Well,
we have to repent.
You're right. Repent of our sins.
What is repenting?
Well, turn away from it.
Right. It means forsaking them, leaving them behind.
Right.
Okay. And that means your whole life changes. You've been called out of the world then, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm in the whole complete different world.
And okay.
We're supposed to be spreading the word.
But wait, we missed one. Jesus said in John 3:3, we must be born again, which is born from above, which means God gives us the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Okay. Have you been born again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, if you truly are a child of God and you've repented of your sins, you have a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All things are old, everything's new, and your whole life is going to be holy and obedient to the Scriptures, right?
It is, as far as I'm not saying that I'll never sin, but
we can fall into sin, but we strive hard to be perfect, and perfect means mature and complete. The Bible says, "Be perfect as He is," and the Bible also says, "With our holiness, no one will see God," right? And then we got to keep doing that to the end, because if we turn away, we'll lose that hope.
Well, if we turn away, you know, we're not doing what the Lord would, you know, people see us, the way we act, the way we think, what we say.
If we turn away, we'll be cast out in outer darkness.
Right.
Yeah, you got that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me share something with you.
Okay.
If you repented, how long have you been born again?
It's been...
Many years?
Yeah.
Okay, many years, more than a couple.
But the older I've gotten, the more, I don't know.
More mature and
complete,
the more
mature in my thoughts and my thinking and what exactly.
But can I help you on something?
Yeah.
See, there are many things in the Scriptures that the churches teach opposite of. Do you belong to a church?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, can I ask the name of it? Is it like a Baptist or a Lutheran denomination?
It's a primitive Baptist church. It's a very, very small church.
Okay.
And they wash feet, and it's right down the street from
Do you realize that the Baptist came along long after Christ set up the New Testament body? You realize all these denominations? Have you thought there's like over 40,000 different names and flavors? You're nodding your head like you understand that.
Well, no, I realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it before.
So the Bible says there's one God, right? You agree with that?
Yes.
One Savior?
Yes.
One truth?
Yes.
One's word, which would be the Scriptures?
Yes.
And the Bible also says we're all supposed to speak the same thing.
That's
a problem, isn't it? When there's 40,000 different, and you're part of one of them. See, the Bible says to come out from all that because Satan started them. Man started them, not God. You need to go back earlier to the New Testament body, which you're going to find in the Scriptures. See, they're not teaching you according to the Scriptures. Let me give
you
this.
There's the gospel
on the front, and on the back I'm going to show you where the Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, it doesn't matter what name or not name they don't call themselves, they're practicing a bunch of lies. Do you realize in the book of Revelation, in two chapters, it says if you love and practice even one lie and you don't repent of it, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven? Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, feminization, worldliness, carnality, sports, politics, all of those are lies that they're not calling you out. See, the gospel they preach is not calling you out of the world. They're not teaching you how to be a godly, holy woman. There's many commands for women in the Scriptures that we're supposed to be following, but they're not teaching you that.
Right.
And if you're truly a child of God, your life is going to be conformed. Do you realize, like, because you're claiming, you're probably roughly in the same age category, or more, whatever. You realize in 1 Corinthians 11, in the New Testament, this is for today, a woman is to cover her head, her glory. And you know, it's a beautiful thing because it shows submission to God's headship order, and it's for the angels. And they're everywhere, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely everywhere.
1 Timothy 2, I know the Baptists teach modest apparel. If you go to the Greek, and you can do it on your phone really easy, you can go to the Greek, and it says modest apparel doesn't mean modest like the yoga pants and stuff we see today, right?
You get
that.
Right, yeah.
Modest apparel means neat and orderly, robes and dresses. See, God wants His holy children of God, His holy daughters, to dress in robes and dresses. We call them dresses today. That's for today. And let me help you on this. When it comes to head covering, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, I believe it is, says, this is for all churches everywhere that call upon the name of God. In the name of Christ Jesus.
I'll have to test this out in the Bible.
You will. Yeah,
I will.
Definitely.
I will.
Test them because...
That's what we're supposed to do.
I just talked to a Lutheran couple.
Yeah.
And I came out of a Lutheran, or I just talked to a young Lutheran man. I used to be a Lutheran. And when I heard the gospel, I left them before I was born again. But when I heard the gospel and I was transformed, it didn't take me long reading the scriptures to see how far off they are.
From where they're
from the truth. We haven't met one religious building that meets on a Sunday or Saturday or whatever it is that is fully biblical or striving to be fully biblical. See, one lie, Ananias and Sapphira. You know about them in Acts 5?
I remember it now that you brought
yep.
it up. Yeah.
After grace, God killed them, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For what? One lie. Right? This is pretty serious stuff. 1 Corinthians 11, you know the Lord's Supper? The same
yes.
chapter
yeah.
as head coverings.
Yes. Yeah.
Head coverings first, and right in that same chapter is the Lord's Supper. I don't know why people throw away head coverings, but they keep the
well,
Lord's
yeah.
Supper.
Yeah,
something
everybody
to think
knows
about.
That, but they don't, yeah. They don't
yeah, something to think about. I love you. That's why I want you. I want to get you thinking because people are so programmed when they're little to just listen to what people say, what their mom and dad did, and their grandma and grandpa did, and what the pastor says.
Right, right.
We want to throw all that out if it doesn't line up with the scriptures.
But it's so easy just to listen and not read. You know, and
right.
have the time with God.
You got that you right.
Yeah.
yeah. But the thing of it is, we need to have a willing heart to be able to obey what we read. So I talked about Ananias and Sapphira in 1 Corinthians 11 in the Lord's Supper. Mm-hmm. Do you know this? A lot of people don't know this. Paul admonishes and rebukes them and says, some of you sleep, which is die and dead, mm-hmm. or are sickly. And you know why? God did it to them because they were taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. Do you know what the Lord's Supper is? The Lord's Supper is with a meal, with the holy saints of God. It's not what
yeah.
they do. They hand you a little sticky wafer.
Right,
they
right.
give you a little sip of wine, and
yeah.
they shove you through like cattle in a chute, right?
Yeah.
That's not right. Look at Matthew 26. He was sitting with his disciples. You realize the body of Christ is to be like a family. And do you know this? All the men are to share the teachings and oracles of God. Not one guy up there calling all the shots, telling you to stand up and sit down and when to pray.
Right, right, right.
So exactly. Are you seeing some of this? So
yeah.
Your soul is on the line. You gotta repent and forsake all that. You know, in the Old Testament, there was a lot of pagan practices that God told the people of Israel to stay away from. You realize it's the same today. All those churches out there, Satan set up. God's people wandering in there and wanting that instead of the truth, instead of laying down their life and losing it for Him. You got to count the cost.
Well, what's this deal about Israel? That was supposed to be the Lord's, you know.
Yep, in the Old Testament, Israel was His called out people, right?
Right?
And today, His born again saints of child are the called out people, right? So look at the mirror image. In the Old Testament, Israel didn't look like, act like, or do anything like the pagans, did they?
No.
Nope. Should they today? In the new covenant, the blood covenant of Christ, we should be the same. We should be like Israel was, called out.
Yes.
Separate.
Yes.
We shouldn't
yeah.
look like the world. We shouldn't act like the world. We can live in the world like they did. Jesus said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, right? You got to use your money. You drive a car. It's not sinful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it comes to spiritual things, and like the temple of our Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
our temple of the Holy Spirit, if you're truly a child of God and the Holy Spirit's within you, doesn't He own you?
Yeah.
His blood bought you?
Yes.
Paid
yes.
for a great
yes.
price?
Yes.
He gets to tell you how to dress it, how to cover it, what to look at, who to talk to, who to hang out with, how
so
to spend
your
money.
So what do I get if I go to this don'tperish.com?
Don'tperish.com, you're going to get a whole bunch of teachings
okay.
and articles that point people to the Scriptures and warn them about the things we're telling you. We don't want anybody to follow us. We want absolutely nobody's money. We sold everything we have.
Right.
My husband and I were in business.
Yeah.
We sold everything. We live in a little camper van. We travel the country with our sister and brother. They're from Canada. They came down for 6 months to do this with
us. Yeah, I want to thank y'all for doing this.
Yeah, and the reason we do it is because we want to be the light shining for Christ and the truth in a dark place. Because you're... in a dark place in those churches.
Yes,
they're not teaching
yes.
you the truth. You're not in your head like you see this.
Well, I see it.
But you got to
But we're so
trained like...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah. And 90% of people are.
So we're here to call people out.
You know?
You don't want to be like that, following everybody to your demise. Test all things to the Word of God. Matthew 4:4, it says, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Not the mouth of a pastor, not my old dead Lutheran grandma who would roll over in her grave like my mom said, that you left the Lutheran church. You're not like, you know what I mean. People like their ancestry. Well, my granddaddy was a Baptist pastor, and so it must be right. But that's not true, is it?
No.
Granddaddy could have been wrong. He probably was. If he was instigating the Baptist religion, which came many years after. So this is about you.
Is that,
this is about your soul.
Here?
Yes, it is. Don'tperish.com. And then there's our email. You email, and I'd love to help you.
Okay.
I'll answer any question.
What is your name?
I'm Sister Amen.